This is Apollo Control, Houston, 29 hours, 47 minutes. I'd like to amplify a bit more on this most recent tape conversation. Mike Collins opens it, and this was a private conversation conducted from the communication room in this building, Building 30. Collins asks the crew for additional detail on their condition, and Frank Borman comes on the line, and he describes his problems, and he also says he's had several hours of rest this morning, and he's feeling much, much better. Jim Lovell, in the conversation, also reveals for the first time that he apparently wasn't feeling too well when they first went into orbit yesterday, and this was the first we'd learned of that. He of course, said this was a momentary thing, and he describes it in very finite terms. And let's see, that covers everybody but Bill Anders, and he reports just generally feeling better, and apparently a case of a butterfly stomach or some such this morning. Borman elaborates a bit and says he thinks he had a 24-hour virus. He said he noted some diarrhea, an upset stomach, and he describes even some vomiting. Our head physician, Dr. Barry, gets on the line with Borman and presses him for additional detail, which is forthcoming, but in the end, Barry feels that the situation is considerably better than when we first learned of it perhaps an hour or more ago. Within perhaps 5 or 10 minutes, we should have the tape, which is now en route to our news center in Building 1, on the line for you to play prior to our news conference, which will be at 1:15 Houston time. Other than that, we're right on the flight plan, and we are still scheduled for a television pass beginning at 2:06 Houston time. As we've been talking, we've recorded this additional communication from Apollo 8, and we'll play it for you now.